I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so after first trying to ignore the situation with Tim Walz, incredible. I've lost track of the lies about his service. Dozens of lies about his military service. It'd take me the rest of the segment to go through those lies, to go through every lie he told about his service. That's how often he did it. He was even at one point, Lee, the go-to guy for MSNBC. He would go on and claim to have fought in a war zone, or others would claim that who appeared with him, and he wouldn't correct them.
So he's a repeat offender here.
He's a repeat offender. So at first, the Kamala Harris campaign ignored this, figured they'd let the media clean it up for them. That didn't work. So they had to come out and make a statement because their sheeple were beginning to hear about it, their voters. So they tried to confuse their sheeple by acting like, well, Tim Walz just did it one time. It was that one time he was talking about taking everybody else's guns. And he said, yeah, I carried a weapon of war into a war zone. And you don't need to have a weapon of war. I want to take your guns. And then he just misspoke, Lee. He just misspoke.
Right, yeah.
Anybody could, you know, and it happens to all of us. Like, some days I wake up with PTSD from my time serving in Iraq.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, thank God. Wait, no, I didn't serve in Iraq. I mean, it's easy to get confused about whether you were in a war zone or not, right? Yeah. It's not the kind of thing people would remember. Or maybe it is. So they tried that. They tried lying about it. Well, it was just that one time. You know, he was confused. He misspoke. Well, every day, Lee, we get about another half dozen more times he, oops, misspoke, or he clearly told somebody else, many of them Democrats, that he had served in a war zone, and they misspoke, and he's standing there and he doesn't correct them, including Chris Matthews on MSNBC. He's literally got a general sitting there as the other member of the panel, praising him for his service in a war zone, and Walz doesn't correct it. It's despicable.
Yeah.
It's disgusting and it's despicable and it's disrespectful to anyone who did serve in a war zone.
And they're also lying about the people who are criticizing this, because now they're claiming that, oh, people are criticizing my 24 years of service in the National Guard. No, they're not. No, they're not. No one is criticizing that. What they're criticizing, congressman or governor, is that you have lied about the rank that you retired at. And the fact that you did not, enter into a combat zone as you claim to have done.
So when the lying didn't work, as you're saying, Lee, yesterday, Tim Walz finally had to come out and address this. This is what he said.
These guys are even attacking me for my record of service. And I just want to say, I'm proud to serve my country, and I always will be. And I firmly believe you should never denigrate another person's service record. To anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
Again, like you said, Lee, nobody's denigrating his service record.
No, not at all.
They're denigrating his lies.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And just as he says this, right, this new photo comes out of Tim Walz. And he's campaigning for John Kerry. And on the poster he's carrying, he claims to be a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom. He's standing there with the sign, claiming to be a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom. What is Operation Enduring Freedom? According to Wikipedia, the official name used by the U.S. government for the first stage of the war in Afghanistan. He did not go to Afghanistan. He did not go to Iraq. That's the point. His unit went without him, and when he got word he would have to go, he quit. That's not my opinion. That's his commander's opinion on CNN. He knew about it. He didn't want to go. He quit. He had to give up his rank that he had not earned because he quit, but he kept lying and saying he was still at that rank for many years. In fact, had them address him by that rank on MSNBC. Somebody told him that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they got so confused. He even puts, you know, when you get your congressional pin, if you become a congressman, there's actually a pin you get. And you can have various things put on the pin. He put that rank. He had that rank that he did not have. He got demoted, put on his congressional pin. You know what this guy needs? He doesn't need more power. He needs help.
Yeah.
He needs help. He's a compulsive liar. And the difference between Kamala Harris and Barack Obama, who are just liars, they tell logical lies, and a compulsive liar is that compulsive liars lie about their biography. They lie about who they are because inherently they have doubts about their own self-worth. It's a psychological problem. Whereas Kamala Harris, she's going to lie to you about where she stands politically and what she did on the issues. Most politicians do that. It means she's a bad person, but it doesn't mean she's sick. He's sick. He needs help. He has done this. This is a compulsive thing with him, Lee.
And as you pointed out, this sounds very eerily familiar to someone else.
Joe Biden. Yes, Joe Biden is exactly. Also a compulsive liar. He can't help it. He can't stop. He can't. And that's the sign. When you get fact checked on your lies and you still tell those lies again after the Washington Post has given you four Pinocchios, you can't stop. You need help. You don't need access to more power. Tim Walz is the same way. He needs help. So the good news about all of this, Lee, is it shows you the media doesn't have the ability to lie and contain damage for the left like they used to. And again, all of this goes back to X. X has devastated Walls because all of this stuff is on X. You can share it off X and they can't stop it. They can't make it go away.
Well, they're trying.
They're trying.
All they have to do now is connect the dots and make this, something that is inciting violence. And then they send the Brits over here to arrest you.
I know.
Gosh.
I know. So, it's great that we have this, again, this way to actually have a debate in America about, you know, who's running and if they're lying and what they're doing. Meanwhile, all of this stuff's going on. It'll make you mad, but don't let it make you mad. These are all signs of the absolute desperation. And it all comes down to numbers. Again, Elon Musk gets more views on one tweet than the viewership of the entire mainstream media, period. Listen to these numbers. Okay, this is so interesting to me. I went and pulled them all because I hadn't looked at them lately. Okay, you look at 20 million people were waiting just to view that two-hour Twitter spaces between, or X spaces between Trump and Musk, right? Ultimately, 1 billion people viewed it. Okay, what kind of damage can the mainstream media do? How much power do they have left? Not much. The entire combined circulation and readership, digital and print, of every daily newspaper in this country right now, you know what it is?
I have no idea.
21 million.
Really?
That's it. Take the top 50. Top 50 newspapers. So this is digital, whether you read it online or you still get the, you know, the actual copy of it.
Right.
Including the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. Total audience. You ready for this? This is shocking. 9 million.
Good grief.
It's top 50. They're losing their power. And that is such a good thing for America. Such a good thing for America. Okay, so let's jump on over to TV. How are they doing? CNN and MSNBC combined 1.6 million audience. Again, there's a guy I like to read on Twitter called DC Drano.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 2 million audience. It's 2 million followers. So bigger than CNN and MSNBC combined. Who's he? I don't know. Some guy. This is why they're panicking. Now, the real bastion of power left, to the extent that there is one with the mainstream media, is the combination of ABC, CBS, and NBC. Together, they all have 19 million viewers. Again, go look at Elon Musk's Twitter X feed alone. It's not unusual for him to get 35, 40, 50 million on a single post. And what is he doing? He's retweeting people who are telling the truth about Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. He's retweeting people telling the truth about the border and the invasion. They can't counter. But they're trying. That's why they're threatening arrest. They don't have another card. That's why they're getting their friends in Europe to threaten to arrest him and extradite him. They don't have another play. This is it. This is them with no gas in the tank.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, hey, Tira, an article just posted on Zero Hedge says the EU disavows the letter sent by Thierry Breton. Yeah, okay. So that's, there's a couple things going on here. By the way, overnight, France has gotten into the act now. So they're looking at a prosecution of Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Riley Gaines, and anybody who questioned whether Imani Khalif is in fact a woman. Imani Khalif is a man, by the way. Imani Khalif took not one but two blood chromosome tests. Not one but two. When, for the International Boxing Association, when asked what tests he had taken, if he disavows them, he would not answer the question. Why? Because he's a man. They gave him two, by the way, to be absolutely sure about the outcome. And then the International Boxing Association banned him from competing against women. Now, he is still free to compete against men in the proper weight class. No problem there. And should be. Whether you're intersex, transgender, doesn't matter. You shouldn't be discriminated against. You should be able to play sports. But it's got to be sports of the gender for which you have the chromosomes. So what happened? Riley Gaines tweeted that men shouldn't play in women's sports about Imani Khalif winning the gold medal for beating up a woman on international television. Elon Musk retweeted it. Donald Trump also tweeted about it. So in France, the way it works, Imani Khalif has gotten a lawyer, having seen what happened with the UK and them asserting they have the right to extradite Americans for trial on speech crimes. Imani Khalif's lawyer has now instigated prosecution of Trump, Musk, Gaines, Logan Paul, and they're saying anybody who used a pseudonym on X, Americans. Why are they doing this? Because there was dead silence on the idea of extraditing Americans for speech crimes for trial in Europe. So France went, cool, I want to get on the act. This would be great. And folks, this is all the Democrat Party, okay, behind the scenes. This is them outsourcing the persecution of their political rivals to Europe in a desperate, because they are desperate, bid to counter the truth now that the mainstream media is dying. Now, this is a little confusing for people because let me explain what's going on. So I just got the text on the EU disavows the letter sent by Thierry Breton. Thierry Breton is, of course, the chief censor for the EU and who's responsible for the Digital Services Act. For the censorship. Okay, cool. That's the EU, okay? The UK isn't part of what's going on. They're not part of the EU. They left. Remember Brexit? So the UK is separate. It's separate. And what is going on in France is also separate. That's not the EU. The EU is a European Union. So it's kind of confusing, but you've now got three different entities basically looking to punish, persecute, or prosecute Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and others. So, yes, the EU has disavowed that. But again, we now have the UK doubling down on this idea. Look, we can extradite Musk. We can haul him in. Here's the London police chief doubling down on this.
We will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you. Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement.
Oh, and they also want to try J.K. Rowling as well. So an official criminal investigation into all those people I just mentioned has been opened in France. Why? They did not hear from Kamala Harris. They didn't hear from Joe Biden. Back in normal America 20, 30 years ago, this would have been met with outrage. You cannot extradite Americans for trial to North Korea or to Europe, which is increasingly looking like North Korea. Folks, do you understand where we are right now in the West? Ireland, 5 years for speech crimes. It's law. Scotland, up to 5 years for speech crimes. They have centers in Scotland around the country where you can go and turn in your family members for what they say in the privacy of their home. Let that sink in for a minute. That's Scotland. Any moment now, you're going to see Ireland and Scotland want to prosecute Elon Musk and Donald Trump too. And but I'm telling you, if she wins, you are going to watch the conservative punditry extradited for trial to Europe, and they will never get out of the gulag. I don't think people understand how bad it is over there and how we are looking at the end of free speech. Why? Because we are, in a positive sense, on the verge of an absolute revolution of free speech. Because Elon Musk is exporting First Amendment free speech to the world. They can't handle it. They can't win a debate, and they know it. And at the same time, the mainstream media's power is dwindling in front of our faces. Again, total combined audience, digital and print, for the 50 top newspapers in America, they're all liberal, they all lie, is 9 million, including the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal, combined 9 million. There were 20 million people waiting to get into that space's conversation. See the terror? They're terrified. They're so terrified, they called across the pond. I don't know who made the call. It was either the FBI, Kamala Harris's campaign, or Joe Biden's White House. But then I repeat myself, they're all the same thing. Going, you have to threaten to arrest him, threaten to arrest him. Gotta help us. Come on, theory, write the letter. Help us. We're losing control. And they are, they're losing control. And it's glorious. Folks, does this sound like a confident bunch to you? Threaten to arrest our opponent. Okay. Now here's what they have going for them again. ABC, CBS, and NBC News, peak viewership, the total biggest sum of their audience, 19 million. Again, go look at Elon Musk's X feed. You see him getting 35, 40, 50, 60 million just on one post. One man more powerful than the entire U.S. mainstream media. They're losing their minds. They can't control it. They don't know what to do. So this is how I opened the show today, and it's very true. This is where we are. We are at a very exciting point. We're at a tipping point. We could have total revolution, except this time we don't have to get on a horse and kill people. We could do it with free speech, exported into the world by Elon Musk. The world will never see, has never seen anything like it. It could change the world for good. That's the rage's edge. On the other edge, we are on the edge of dipping into complete and total tyranny if this woman wins. Could go either way. We could get exponentially freer and the whole world with us, exporting our values of goodness and freedom, except they won't come from the White House anymore. They'll come from X and hits and clicks. Or we could descend into total tyranny, watching the American punditry on the right side, watching Donald Trump, watching Riley Gaines, watching J.K. Rowling, she's European, and also watching Elon Musk extradited for trial and buried at the bottom of a cell, like Julian Assange. Could go either way. We're on a razor's edge, folks. I've never seen anything like it. It's exciting and terrifying all at the same time. Okay, so we have so many new listeners to the station, The Tara Show. I want to welcome you, as always, people coming in from online because we stream now, but also just our bigger listening area. So let me tell you kind of how the ground rules work for the show, because we're back to school now. So here's what I do. When I have kind of an adult topic, we have so many of those these days, I will push it till after the kids are generally, or the bulk of them, out of the car and in school. So I'm going to assume once we hit 7:30 that they are in school is what I'm going to do. But I'll always give you the adult content warning just in case as we transition to the adult portion of this show, because it wouldn't be complete if I didn't. So we're at 7:39 now, so I'm kind of shifting into that just to let moms and dads know. Okay. Because this show has a mostly male audience, not all male, but highly male, I like to look out for men's health. It's one of the many services that I provide. So I thought that you should know about this. You may want to tell your wife. She could do her part to save your life. Keep you healthy. Says who? Say the authors of the largest ever men's prostate cancer study. Largest ever, 150,000 people over 30 years, according to the UK Daily Mail. And what did they find? That your wife can help save your life. Yes, because the more often that you play the piano together, that is the euphemism we use on the show. So when you hear it going, it always confuses newbies. What, play the piano? What are you talking about? I don't have a piano. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. So if she wants to keep you alive, she can help you. Yes. And apparently, according to the study, and I mentioned this yesterday, I had men texting me for the link. According to the study, the special spot, the sweet spot, is 21 times. Ladies are going, what, a year? No, a month. No, it makes a dramatic difference, though. It does. Researchers recommended 21 times per month because the literature suggests it lowers the risk of the disease by 1/3, but also the side effects, which are not fun. In terms of, you know, having to get up in the middle of the night, use the bathroom, can't go back to sleep, all of that. Yeah, she could help. She could help. So, you know, I thought this would be highly valuable health news for you guys, and that you'd want to pass this along to your sweetie. Let her know, you know, what she could do to keep you alive and all. The team found that men who 21 or more times a month had a 31% lower risk of prostate cancer, but also of the side effects as well. You know what? This doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. You know how the average lifespan after you stop working and retire, you know, in other words, you go sort of sedentary, your body knows this. The average lifespan is 9 months. Did you know that? I've met people who continue to work because they're afraid they'll die. And I think what happens, I think what nature does is eliminate members of the herd who are no longer contributing to the herd, right? Because there's a limited amount of calories. It makes total sense, right? So, you know, nature says if you're not using your equipment to further the size of the herd and increase it, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, you might not be so useful. Time to eliminate you. They're not sure, or at least eliminate your functionality, if you know what I mean. They're not sure exactly how this works, but they think the additional piano playing could help flush out harmful carcinogens that may build up in the testes. But they don't know. But they do know it works. So I just thought I'd pass that along because I thought, you know, this morning I woke up, I said, you know what? I can use the power of this microphone to save lives. So this is me saving lives. Yeah, here we go on the text line. Yep, dudes wanting that link. Texter writes, what's the age group on this? I'm 61 and I'm thinking 21 times a month might kill me. I don't know. Have you tried, sir? Texter writes, Terry, you realize that's playing piano 252 times a year. That is a lot. That is a lot. 21 times a month? Texter writes, it'll fall off from overuse. Here we go from yesterday. I closed the show with it. I printed the study and gave it to all of my male employees. Oh my gosh, there are women tuning in this morning to hate on me. I know there are. Who is this wench? I didn't get any sleep last night. She's on the radio, you say. Texter writes, Tara, please keep up the scientific work on behalf of all of me. I hope it says, you know how many men are going to be told you're going to die soon. Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, texter writes. So Tara, men I've known with prostate cancer aren't getting any piano time. I mean, I didn't say that. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist. I don't know. I don't think most men are getting... Anyway, never mind. Texter writes... You guys are killing me, Tara. I told my wife that yesterday, and she said, you're going to die. Oh, that's cold. Well, she's not. She's going to outlive you, sir. Yeah, she get the insurance money, too, when you go. Texter writes... Tara, maybe playing solo will work too. It actually does. I'm just having a good time with this. According to the scientists, look, I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, come on, Tara. She's going to get the weekends off. Would she say this or you? And finally, from a lady. Okay, some of you women could use this if you're not getting enough piano playing time. Texter writes, I need the link to convince my husband. I told him years ago how important piano playing is. All right, it goes both ways. Good for you, honey. That's great. And finally, Texter writes, my wife said you're on your own. Good luck. And I still love you. And Texter writes, my husband will thank you for this. And finally, this guy who simply texts, call me Maestro. I will. Oh, I love that. It's like I can't stop. I love these. Texter writes, Tara, my wife believes everything you say, except for that study. Well, you know what? The left, the new default is practically Soviet. It's, hey, let's see if we can get them criminally. Let's see if we can get them in trouble in the court. For what? Criticizing us. We're the left. We shouldn't be criticized. Headline, the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, on Tuesday filed federal labor charges with the National Labor Relations Board against President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk for publicly applauding the practice of firing employees who threatened to strike. Now, understand, in Democrat world, once you get a job, no matter how bad you are at the job or how many laws you break on the job, you should never be fired. Look at the FBI, right? I mean, look at Strzok, planning a coup to steal an election through election interference on his government phone on FBI time. And they reward him with $1 million payout and an apology because Donald Trump released his texts. So that's the Democrat mindset. No bureaucrat should ever be fired. Once hired, you are hired for life. It doesn't matter what you do. So they're trying to cost these two money and tie them up criminally in the courts. Here's what was said. Quote, you walk in, you say you want to quit, then go on strike, Trump said of Musk, who is CEO of the EV car maker Tesla and SpaceX. Musk also owns X. Musk fired 80% of X employees because most of them were just there to censor Americans on behalf of the Democrat Party, as he didn't need them anymore. So they're still mad about that. Quote, I won't mention the name of the company, but they go on strike and you say, okay, you're all gone. You're all gone. So every one of you is gone. Trump was referring to the 2022 gutting of Twitter after Musk took over the social media business and renamed it X. It is illegal to fire workers who threaten to strike because the right to strike is protected under federal law. When we say Donald Trump is... Okay, so we have so many new listeners to the station, The Tara Show. I want to welcome you, as always, people coming in from online because we stream now, but also just our bigger listening area. So let me tell you kind of how the ground rules work for the show, because we're back to school now. So here's what I do. When I have kind of an adult topic, we have so many of those these days, I will push it till after the kids are generally, or the bulk of them, out of the car and in school. So I'm going to assume once we hit 7:30 that they are in school is what I'm going to do. But I'll always give you the adult content warning just in case as we transition to the adult portion of this show, because it wouldn't be complete if I didn't. So we're at 7:39 now. So I kind of shifting into that just to let moms and dads know. Okay. Because this show has a mostly male audience, not all male, but highly male, I like to look out for men's health. It's one of the many services that I provide. So I thought that you should know about this. You might want to tell your wife. She could do her part to save your life. Keep you healthy. Says who? Say the authors of the largest ever men's prostate cancer study. Largest ever, 150,000 people over 30 years, according to the UK Daily Mail. And what did they find? That your wife can help save your life. Yes, because the more often that you play the piano, together. That is the euphemism we use on the show. So when you hear it going, it always confuses newbies. What, play the piano? What are you talking about? I don't have a piano. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. So if she wants to keep you alive, she can help you. Yes. And apparently, according to the study, and I mentioned this yesterday, I had men texting me for the link. According to the study, the special spot, the sweet spot, is 21 times. Ladies are going, what, a year? No, a month. You know, it makes a dramatic difference, though. It does. Researchers recommended 21 times per month because the literature suggests it lowers the risk of the disease by one third, but also the side effects, which are not fun. In terms of, you know, having to get up in the middle of the night, use the bathroom, can't go back to sleep, all of that. Yeah, she could help. She could help. So, you know, I thought this would be highly valuable health news for you guys, and that you'd want to pass this along to your sweetie. Let her know, you know, what she could do to keep you alive and all. The team found that men who 21 or more times a month had a 31% lower risk of prostate cancer, but also of the side effects as well. You know what? This doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. You know how the average lifespan after you stop working and retire, you know, in other words, you go sort of sedentary, your body knows this. The average lifespan is 9 months. Did you know that? I've met people who continue to work because they're afraid they'll die. And I think what happens, I think what nature does is eliminate members of the herd who are no longer contributing to the herd, right? Because there's a limited amount of calories. It makes total sense, right? So, you know, nature says if you're not using your equipment to further the size of the herd and increase it, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, you might not be so useful. Time to eliminate you. They're not sure, or at least eliminate your functionality, if you know what I mean. They're not sure exactly how this works, but they think the additional piano playing could help flush out harmful carcinogens that may build up in the testes. But they don't know. But they do know it works. So I just thought I'd pass that along because I thought, you know, this morning I woke up, I said, you know what? I can use the power of this microphone to save lives. So this is me saving lives. Yeah, here we go on the text line. Yep, dudes wanting that link. Texter writes, what's the age group on this? I'm 61 and I'm thinking 21 times a month might kill me. I don't know. Have you tried, sir? Texter writes, Terry, you realize that's playing piano 252 times a year. That is a lot. That is a lot. 21 times a month? Texter writes, it'll fall off from overuse. And see, here we go from yesterday. I closed the show with it. I printed the study and gave it to all of my male employees. Oh my gosh, there are women tuning in this morning to hate on me. I know there are. Who is this wench? I didn't get any sleep last night. She's on the radio, you say. Texter writes, Tara, please keep up the scientific work on behalf of all of me. I hope, it says, you know how many men are going to be told you're going to die soon? Yeah, I know. Well, anyway. Texter writes, so Tara, men I've known with prostate cancer aren't getting any piano time. I mean, I didn't say that. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist. I don't know. I don't think most men are getting... Anyway, never mind. Texter writes... You guys are killing me, Tara. I told my wife that yesterday, and she said, you're gonna die. Oh, that's cold. Well, she's not. She's gonna outlive you, sir. Yeah, she get the insurance money, too, when you go. Texter writes... Tara, maybe playing solo will work too. It actually does. I'm just having a good time with this. According to the scientists, look, I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, come on, Tara. She's going to get the weekends off. Would she say this or you? And finally, text, oh, from a lady. Okay, some of you women could use this if, you know, if you're not getting enough piano playing time. Texter writes, I need the link to convince my husband. I told him years ago how important piano playing is. All right, it goes both ways. Good for you, honey. That's great. And finally, Texter writes, my wife said you're on your own. Good luck. And I still love you. And oh, Texter writes, my husband will thank you for this. And finally, this guy who simply texts, call me Maestro. I will. Oh, I love that. I can't stop. I love these. Texter writes, dear, my wife believes everything you say, except for that study. Well, you know what? The left, the new default is practically Soviet. It's, hey, let's see if we can get them criminally. Let's see if we can get them in trouble in the court. For what? Criticizing us. We're the left. We shouldn't be criticized. Headline, the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, on Tuesday filed federal labor charges with the National Labor Relations Board against President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk for publicly applauding the practice of firing employees who threatened to strike. Now, understand, in Democrat world, once you get a job, no matter how bad you are at the job or how many laws you break on the job, you should never be fired. Look at the FBI, right? I mean, look at Strzok, planning a coup to steal an election through election interference on his government phone on FBI time. And they reward him with $1 million payout and an apology because Donald Trump released his texts. So that's the Democrat mindset. No bureaucrat should ever be fired. Once hired, you are hired for life. It doesn't matter what you do. So they're trying to cost these two money and tie them up criminally in the courts. Here's what was said. Quote, you walk in, you say you want to quit, then go on strike, Trump said of Musk, who is CEO of the EV car maker Tesla and SpaceX. Musk also owns X. Musk fired 80% of X employees because most of them were just there to censor Americans on behalf of the Democrat Party, as he didn't need them anymore. So they're still mad about that. Quote, I won't mention the name of the company, but they go on strike and you say, okay, you're all gone. You're all gone. So every one of you is gone. Trump was referring to the 2022 gutting of Twitter after Musk took over the social media business and renamed it X. It is illegal to fire workers who threaten to strike because the right to strike is protected under federal law. When we say Donald Trump is a scab, this is what we mean, UAW President Sean Fain said Tuesday in a statement about the charges. When we say Trump stands against everything our union stands for, this is what we mean. By the way, Frank Luntz was on TV Pollster. He said, I've been polling since the late 1970s. This is the first time that the majority of union workers in America support the Republican and not their leadership. So this is just a couple of Democrats yapping. The actual workers are going to vote for Trump. So spokesman for the Teamsters did not immediately reply to a request for comment on Trump's support for union busting. So this is it. They're going to try anything they can to put Donald Trump, Elon Musk in prison. It's the only play they have in order to avoid having an actual debate, which they're terrified of. Well, you know what? The left, the new default is practically Soviet. It's, hey, let's see if we can get them criminally. Let's see if we can get them in trouble in the court. For what? Criticizing us. We're the left. We shouldn't be criticized. Headline, the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, on Tuesday filed federal labor charges with the National Labor Relations Board against President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk for publicly applauding the practice of firing employees who threatened to strike. Now, understand, in Democrat world, once you get a job, no matter how bad you are at the job or how many laws you break on the job, you should never be fired. Look at the FBI, right? I mean, look at Strzok, planning a coup to steal an election through election interference on his government phone on FBI time. And they reward him with $1 million payout and an apology because Donald Trump released his texts. So that's the Democrat mindset. No bureaucrat should ever be fired. Once hired, you are hired for life. It doesn't matter what you do. So they're trying to cost these two money and tie them up criminally in the courts. Here's what was said. Quote, you walk in, you say you want to quit, then go on strike, Trump said of Musk, who is CEO of the EV car maker Tesla and SpaceX. Musk also owns X. Musk fired 80% of X employees because most of them were just there to censor Americans on behalf of the Democrat Party, as he didn't need them anymore. So they're still mad about that. Quote, I won't mention the name of the company, but they go on strike and you say, okay, you're all gone. You're all gone. So every one of you is gone. Trump was referring to the 2022 gutting of Twitter after Musk took over the social media business and renamed it X. It is illegal to fire workers who threaten to strike because the right to strike is protected under federal law. When we say Donald Trump is a scab, this is what we mean, UAW President Sean Fain said Tuesday in a statement about the charges. When we say Trump stands against everything our union stands for, this is what we mean. By the way, Frank Luntz was on TV Pollster. He said, I've been polling since the late 1970s. This is the first time that the majority of union workers in America support the Republican and not their leadership. So this is just a couple of Democrats yapping. The actual workers are going to vote for Trump. So spokesman for the Teamsters did not immediately reply to a request for comment on Trump's support for union busting. So this is it. They're going to try anything they can to put Donald Trump, Elon Musk in prison. It's the only play they have in order to avoid having an actual debate, which they're terrified of.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.